When state governments need cash, they could raise taxes, but that's such a tough sell that more and more states are doing something else to get the money. Audrey Quinn with NPR's Planet Money podcast reports on the practice known as escheat, E-S-C-H-E-A-T.
Walter Schramm found out about escheat the hard way. Back in the late 90s, Walter ran an online store and was getting totally whomped by a young company, Amazon. He was so impressed with his competition, he invested. He opened a brokerage account and bought a few thousand dollars in Amazon stock. If you can't beat him,
join him, exactly.
And then, at least as far as the brokerage account was concerned, Walter did nothing.
If you believe in a company, you need to buy the stock and let it sit for 20 years. I mean, that's the philosophy of Warren Buffett. Go out and have a walk, enjoy nature, talk to your family. Don't worry about the stock market.
Cue almost 20 years later, it's 2015, Walter goes to sell his stock. He logs into his account and
I saw nothing. The account was empty.
Walter's stock, which by 2015 would have been worth about 100 grand, had been escheated by the state of Delaware in 2008. Escheat is when a state government takes possession of unclaimed property and holds it until the rightful owner comes forward. It could be a paycheck you never cashed, a forgotten bank account, or in Walter's case, a stock account he hadn't logged into in over 3 years. The account Walter believed was growing his nest egg had been closed back when his investment in Amazon was worth only about $8,000. That's what was left for Walter to get back.
I work on cases like that all the time.
Jennifer Borden runs an escheat law firm in Boston. She says all across the country, states are getting more aggressive in how they identify property as unclaimed. Some states are shortening the time period in which accounts can be deemed inactive, like in Walter's case, 3 years. Some have gotten rid of notification requirements for giving people a heads up their account's about to close.
States are able to use the cash or the assets until such time as the owner comes forward. So it's almost like the state has a little loan they can give themselves of other people's money.
Unclaimed property is the fifth largest source of funding for California. It's the third largest source for Delaware, about 12% of the state budget. That's where they liquidated Walter Schramm's Amazon shares. So we talked to the person in charge of escheat in Delaware, Brenda Mayrack. She says states take hold of potentially forgotten money because otherwise it would just go to the corporations. And she'd at least sends it to a public fund.
Why the 3 years or why 5 years? It seems pretty arbitrary.
It needs to be short enough so that companies aren't actually losing track of people and then basically taking a windfall of that property or benefiting from that property over time. So it's trying to strike a balance.
States used to publish newspaper listings with the names of people whose property they escheated. Now states have websites instead. If you look up the words lost money and the name of any state where you've lived, you can search for yourself on your state's unclaimed property website, see if the state has any money owed to you, and file a claim. Meanwhile, Walter Schramm's now making his investments through a brokerage firm in Europe where they don't escheat accounts. For NPR News, I'm Audrey Quinn.